I'm sorry, I just also started the recording. So Jack Wilcox, a friend of yours who's terribly ill and likely making his transition.
Absolutely. As we speak, he is, I'm not in his presence right now, but he is with his daughters and hospice is there, and he is taking his last breaths, but it seems to be been a slightly difficult for him to let go, and anyway, I would just love to have the Christ blessing for him so that he can let go. He wants to let go, but I think he's trying too hard. So
yeah.
And he's I think he's about 79 years old.
Okay.
And was a minister in the Christian church, of course, and a wonderful man.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, well, definitely. I've written him down, and I'm sure there's a number of us. We'll definitely have him on our list for the blessing today. Thank you so much for calling.
And can I ask for Glenda to do it, too?
Oh, yes. She's going to be on here, and the energy of the blessing connects everyone. So
right.
If any one of us is conscious of it, then we definitely all are connecting with it, and the energy moves with all of us.
Okay, but, did I just call too soon to get her particularly? Is that what?
Yeah, actually, Glenda had a little bit of a family emergency, and so she's with us, but her voice will probably be audible in just a few minutes.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Okay.
Maybe you could tell her then.
Okay. Yeah, we'll try to do that.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. God bless.
God bless you.
Let's see. Hello, I'm Nancy.
Yeah. Hi, Tony. I just got in the queue because I was having trouble hearing, but the sound is okay now.
Okay.
But since I have you on the line,
yes.
You include me in the blessing, of course I will be, but please include me. I've been in bed with something that sounds like what Scott had since Easter.
Wow.
So I'm working on it, and I'm taking stuff for it and everything, and I've been praying about it, but it would be good to receive that energy today, and I appreciate it. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. God bless you. All right, I got a couple of the callers, Nancy, so I'm going to just grab
the
next caller. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, Tony.
Hello.
Hello, this is Elizabeth from New York, and I would just like to get two of my friends on the blessing today.
Uh-huh.
The first one is Darren. And the second one is Ricky. They both are from New Orleans, and Darren was mugged and beaten really badly and is having a hard time coming back, and Ricky's got lung problems. So they could both use some help. Thank you so much.
Certainly. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we've got Eva. Let me try to get you on, Eva.
Hello.
Hello. Let's see. Hi. I think I've got. Is it Mara?
Got Mara.
Hi, Mara.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. I thought for a while before we found out what was happening that Glenda had been called to an emergency. I was going to ask you for your phone number, but I don't want to do that. I'm trying to think of a way to do it. I've tried to get on the Blessing Giver site, and I am having difficulty with that, which is not unusual for me. This technology is. So if I get on, you'll be on this. You're on it. You're on that site now, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll try and get in touch with you through that.
Okay. You can definitely reach me through that. Do you think you can get onto the Blessing Giver site?
That's the one I was just talking about.
Yeah. If you can get on there, you can. You can also get my contact info. My website is NC Rising, New Consciousness.
Well, you have a website.
Yeah. I do some publishing work and writing, and so it's up there at New Consciousness Rising, ncrising.com.
Oh. Okay, capital N.
Yeah, no, just NC, like New Consciousness, NC Rising.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Sure.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Tony.
You bet. Is there anything else?
I'm just, pardon?
Anything else?
Well, I just wanted to say to the woman, I didn't get her name, that called about Jack Wilcox, the very first caller.
Yes. But
anyway, I was thinking that I really believe that once that request is given out to you or to any one of the blessing givers, when we are collectively meeting like this, it's done. Yeshua's got that message, and he'll be there for her.
Yeah, I think that's very good to emphasize. Thank you.
Thank you. And I will ask if for our country to be enveloped in Yeshua's grace even more intensely than it all, if that's possible, than it already is, which I know that's true too. But there are so many people that are really emotionally struggling right now with what's happening in this country.
Yes.
Oh, I'd like to leave that for my intention now.
Thank you. All right, very good.
Tony, it's nice to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours too, Mara. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. We'll have to go to the next caller. I have several other people out to talk.
Oh, yes. Cool. Please do.
Okay, thanks so much.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Tony. It's Scott. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. It's very, very good to hear everybody's voice.
Good to hear you, too.
Thank you, man. I have a friend in Orlando, Gloria, that I'd like to add to the blessing. She asked me to convey the protocol to her, so I brought the material. She's seen me do the blessing and has asked questions, but now I've conveyed all the steps of the protocol, and so she's very happy about that now. So I guess that could be 501, perhaps?
Yeah, quite possible.
And also she's going to be moving from a home that she's lived in for quite a while that's just way too big right now. So just hopefully that goes really smoothly too. I just wanted to add my good friend Gloria, who is now a blessing giver,
okay,
to the blessing.
Wonderful. All right, very good. We've got her on the list. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If it's okay, I'm going to pick up our next caller.
Cool.
Thanks, Scott.
Hi, are you hearing me now?
Yes, Eva, thanks. I cut you off accidentally before, sorry.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't quite sure what happened there. Yeah, I would like to ask for a blessing. I did send out a blessing, an email blast, which you probably got, for Bob Shirker, but I thought I would mention him again here. He's got a number of physical problems right now. He has a nosebleed, which they haven't been able to get stopped. And it was very nice. I did get in touch with Kristen, who gave me a site in place in Texas, which does holistic healing. And I did tell him about that, which has a way of stopping bleeding. But and they might be able to help him with other physical things as well, which I hope so. But if we can give him an extra boost, he's a wonderful guy. He helps the homeless all the time, and he won't stop no matter what's wrong with him. He just keeps going. He was in church this morning. I spoke to him. He's not connected with technology a lot. doesn't have a lot of money at this point. He said he used to work like 80 hours a week or something, but he's, I guess he's given that up and is doing other things, which are really, I'm sure, spiritually helpful to all the people that he's working with. So I'm really waiting for a really good blessing for him because he deserves it.
Definitely.
That's Bob Shirker.
Thank you so much for the detail and the explanation about that one.
Yeah.
Very good.
And I like what Mara said. Yes.
Yeah.
The intention is there, and sometimes it's easy to forget that.
Yeah. Definitely. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Got a couple other callers. If it's okay, mm-hmm. I'll switch over to the next one. Thank you, Eva.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
This is Dottie, and I'm calling from Sedona, Arizona.
Hello.
The house that I moved into, I knew it was a temporary bridge situation in December. It has sold, so I need to find another room to rent, and I would like to return to Sedona. I had to move about 20 miles away. So I would like my next step to show up easily and quickly this time. I'd like it to be a less stressful and less last-minute solution. I also would like to ask for a blessing for my friend Kim's daughter, Rachel, whose baby has been taking about 3 or 4 days of labor. I would like to ask that Rachel has an easy, painless childbirth and that her baby is born healthy.
Very good. Very good. Got her on the list. And for your success and locating a new, wonderful home.
Oh, yes. I'm sure just about anything I could find would be more harmonious. This has been a difficult and challenging situation. But the roommate and I and the place and I are not a good match. It was kind of a emergency, you know, last-minute save is what it was. So at any rate, I won't take up any more of your time. I know that there are other people waiting. So thank you guys for being there so much.
You bet. Thank you so much. Thank you for participating and sharing your thoughts on the blessings.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we've got another wireless caller. Hello there.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Yes, I've been on waiting and waiting. I could not get my host code to work.
Because
I was just waiting in line until I could be the person on board. And thank you so much. You've done a wonderful job.
Thank you.
You've done a wonderful job of making people feel welcome and loved, and that's what this is all about. So, Tony, do I have a good signal now?
You seem to. I think that it looks like you're coming through nice and clear. So you can go.
Good. Okay. Because there's so much I want to say. There really is. First of all, I just want to thank everyone for being here, because even those who come to ask for a blessing are demonstrating a level of faith that helps everyone else. When Dottie is praying for a house, she's praying for everybody who needs a house. We don't always realize that, but we are united. And sometimes we bear the problems of many people, so that as we solve our problems, we're solving problems for others. Keep that in mind, and realize that at times it's an honor to have a problem. Yeshua taught us that with his life. He took on all of his hardships in life as an honor and a privilege to serve others. The other thing I want to talk about is very much connected to that, and that is that it's about the bigger subject of love. You know, love is, of course, what he taught us in Love Without End. It is who God is. It is who we are, created in the image of God. And love in its greatest pronouncement is actually a noun. That is, it's about being. But it also is a verb. And it's an adverb. And it's an adjective. Actually, love is everything. We can legitimately talk about loving thoughts. We can talk about loving deeds. We can do loving things. And in the general summary of it all, what we have is that love is a way of life. And I think that is what marks Yeshua's teachings as being unique and above and more complete and more whole than any other form of religion in the world. Because he, in everything he did, he would always include the other person. If he gave a miracle, it wasn't just a miracle from God. He said, your faith made you whole. He taught us to love one another. He taught us not only to forgive our enemies, but love our enemies. We're all in this together. In other words, love is a way of life. And once we take on this all-encompassing attitude that love is a way of life, everything begins to change for us. And involved in that, and what bubbles up when we do that, is a spirit of gratitude. Because when we can see that we are part of everything that was created as love, and there is abundant opportunity, we start letting go of our particular demands, that it has to be this way or that way. Or it has to turn out just the way we thought. Or, no, it can't possibly be that way. It has to be just this way. In this country, to a large degree, we are spoiled children. And I don't mean to say that in a fussy, derogative way. I'm saying it with a great deal of reality. Because in the last 2 years, I have been counseling and assisting people from other countries. Not just the United States. And I'm counseling people right now in Kenya and Nigeria where people die every day on the streets from starvation and exposure. And they're killed by mosquitoes that are so thick you can't escape malaria. And babies die within the womb or they die within a few months of being born. And the filth is repulsive. And people are being shot in the streets. And rioting exists. And just to give you an example, one lovely man has been helping to establish our Spiritist church over there. He's now an ordained minister. And we have been trying to get him to this country for 3 months. And getting through the different hurdles of getting a visa. And we finally got him to where he now has an appointment to speak with the United States Consulate. And that's 3 months from now. And even on that day, he has to show up at 7 o'clock in the morning and wait behind 147 people because people are trying to leave that country. So bad. So much. And it's not just that country. It's countries all over the world. They're wanting to leave those countries to come to the United States. We think it's turned bad here. You have no idea. You have, none of you on this call have any idea how bad it is in other countries. Our world is suffering. Our human community is suffering. And the worst of us over here is so lucky. We are so lucky to be here. Whatever we need, we can find some service facility to help us. And yes, things are changing. And some of the changes we don't like. Some we complain about. But we are still the beacon of light where everybody wants to go. And let's hold that light. Even if it's now a very imperfect light, it's still a light at the end of the tunnel for so many people in the world. And I feel a great privilege every day that I'm able to pray for these people. I feel a great privilege that I can pray for you. And it's such a great privilege. I'm here at an emergency clinic right now, bringing my husband back for the third time. He's in very critical condition, but we both rejoice despite it all because life has been so good to us and life will be eternally good to us. There's really nothing to complain about, and we are so grateful that we have emergency clinics where we can go to, and nurses that love us, and doctors that care for us, and medicine. Sure, we complain that some of the pharmaceutical medicines are synthetic, and maybe we're not arriving at the highest illumination of what we can do to help one another, but the spirit of help is still here. We need to be grateful. I'm telling you, friends, I'm telling you, there is no power. There is no power on this earth that can exceed gratitude except for two. And those two other powers are love and faith. When you have faith, when you have love, when you have gratitude, you have it all. And all the rest is just shuffling pieces around on the board. And let love become your way of life. Because your way of life is your bread of life. That's our next webinar that I just sent out a message on for this week. And we're really going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that ways that may challenge some of your realities. Because, you know, your next bread of life may not be caviar. It may be learning to appreciate, fully appreciate carrots and celery. But your bread has been supplied. All of your bread of life, for all of us, it has been supplied. Those in transition will be helped across by the angels. We are children of God. Our life is eternal. Our salvation has already been given. It was given before you were born. You were assured of eternal life. And you were also assured that you would have problems, because that's why you came here. You came here to work with your Heavenly Father on bringing the light of divinity into a world filled with problems. That's your work. That's your job. Of course there are going to be problems. And you'll solve most of them. Some of them you won't. Some of them you'll pass on to other people. But that's the thing, is when we love one another, when we help one another, if you can't solve one problem, you'll find somebody who can. If they can't solve the problem, they'll find somebody who can. And we form a network of community, arms around the world, that we will solve the problems we all came here to solve, and we will do it through the love of God, the faith of our heart, gratitude for the enormous abundance. You see, it just boggles my mind when I think about every day how much surplus food is thrown away when millions of people are dying of starvation. That burns my gut. There is nothing that makes me hurt worse than that. And everything else by comparison seems petty to me. And yes, we have some very bad politics going on in our country, but still, we have ways of dealing with it. Do you know how many countries have no way of dealing with their problems? You try to deal with it, you're shocked. End of story. We need to have a grassroots movement of love. And that's what we do on the Blessing Call every Sunday. We offer God's love to everyone, unconditionally. We don't care who you are, where you're coming from. There are no better or worse people. We are all created in the image of God. You are all divine children of God. And you're not receiving the blessings because you're not letting go of the baggage. The blessings don't see you as the baggage because you're not the baggage. Let go of the baggage for a few moments and let's offer a blessing that your heart, your soul, and your whole being can receive. And Tony, I'm going to turn the board back to you because it's about time that we should offer a blessing.
Okay. Thank you, Glenda. I noticed there was one additional caller on there, but I know we'll want to have you on to do the invocation at the beginning of.
Okay, I will do that. Well, let's take the caller, and then I'll then bring me back on, and I'll do the invocation.
I think
okay.
If you hold on, I should be able. I see that you'll automatically mute, but if you just stay on there, I should be able to unmute you.
I'll try. Okay.
All right. So let's try that. Hello,
hey, everybody. It's Desmond. Anthony,
hi.
Glenda, Maura, all y'all. Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be a part of the blessings of life and the abundance and everything of the Sacred Heart and the teachings and the picture of Yeshua that are represent, you know, the highest truth that I'm aware of. So I just want to put out my gratitude, and I hope more people start building like home churches and whatever to progress and make this work available. And I personally intend to at some point to definitely evangelize Linda's work. So and aromatherapy. So thank you all very much for supporting me over the years, and I just feel very blessed to be part of this community.
Thank you so much, Desmond.
Thank you, Anthony.
All right. Yeah, it's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
It looks like, Glenda, you've dropped off the queue. We'll probably need you to just do a star 6 again, and you probably pop back up. And I'll just watch. Oh, looks like you might be there now. Okay. Thank you, Desmond. Good to talk to you. And I've just selected a wireless call. It looks like you, Glenda.
It is me. It is me. And thanks, Desmond, for your dedicated service through the years. We have so many dedicated people on this call. And I want to thank you also for mentioning the home church, Desmond, because that's a great idea. You know, in the first century of Christianity, they were all home churches. It all happened around the dining room table because that's the only place that was safe. And then, during the colonial years of America, it was all home churches. And during the pioneer stage of America, it was mostly home churches or little community gatherings underneath the big oak tree. That's really where Christianity has flourished the best, because it's about people taking care of each other and deciding among themselves, what is a Christian way of life? It's as simple as that. You know, if you read, just read the whole New Testament again. Well, just the Gospels where Yeshua spoke. Read everything he spoke about. It's all about how do we have a better way of life. There's nothing he taught about rituals in the temple. Absolutely nothing he taught about that. He taught about how to have a better way of life. That's all based on love. So I'm going to ask you now just to settle in your chair, be ready to receive the blessings of Christ, his love, the love of the Holy Spirit, the energy of the Holy Spirit, and the grace of God, your Father, bathing you in anointing spirit of love and healing and happiness and inspiration for how your life can really be the best. So, Yeshua, we know you were already here listening. I know you were sitting beside me in the car, and you're going to stand beside me outside in the park while I offer the blessing. Thanks, blessing givers, for being with us, and let everybody stand. Beloved Son of God, you are with us always. offering us your healing miracles. And it's only our faith that lets us down, or our love that does not apply the miracles, or our spirit of ungratitude that does not receive the miracles that have already been given. Our cup is overflowing, and we need to share it with others so that we make space for more love to flow in, and more grace and more miracles to flow in. We thank you this day for giving us all that we can receive and more, for hearing our prayers, for touching our heart, bathing our soul in light, and healing our bodies. We ask that you be with those who are in so much distress they cannot even think to pray. For those who are so alone they feel abandoned. For those who are for any reason disoriented and therefore feel no connection. We know you're with them, but we pray that you would touch them on the shoulder so they would listen up and receive. And personally, I thank you for being with me and my family in our time of challenge. Amen. Let us begin. Your blessing is complete. Now, go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Be still, be quiet, don't think. Just be one with God and receive all that you've been given. You are very loved, and I am so happy that you're part of our community. Have a wonderful week. So bye-bye for now from me. And Tony, you take it from here.